Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
The following podcast was recorded on July 25th, 2021, between 4:50 p.m. and 5:14 p.m. These events, you just gotta believe it, they occur in real time. About you, but here on Post Show Recaps, we're having the worst day ever. It's Worst Day Ever, the 24 Season 1 Recap Podcast, talking about Episode 9, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'm Josh Wigler. I'm asking Emily Fox if she could hand over those bolt cutters.
Listen, fetch the bolt cutters. That's what he had her do.
He had vegetable cutters?
Fetch the bolt cutters is a Fiona Apple reference.
Oh,
come on!
I thought you said vegetable cutters.
Nope.
I was like, vegetable cutters.
We don't have
cutters.
Time for this. We don't have time. Hurry up. Let's go.
Get me those vegetable cutters right now. I was like, vegetable cutters? Oh, I've never heard of that. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., a.k.a. the ninth episode of season one of 24, a.k.a. Emily Fox, the first episode of 24 that I ever watched in real time.
Wow.
It blew me away.
A lot happened. A lot to get to. Let's go.
A lot goes down. A lot happened. A young Josh Wigler was hooked. Hopefully you, Emily Fox, are hooked, and hopefully the people out there are hooked as we're talking 24. We will hop right into it because we pick up Emily Fox not long after Jack Bauer has been taken into custody for the attempted assassination on David Palmer, even though he insists to anybody who will listen to him, like, it's not as bad as it looks, I promise.
Yeah, it's quite the predicament that
he's
in.
It looks pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you explain your way out of this, but of course he figures out a way to break free, so I'm totally all for that.
He's like, I really swear to God, I tried to help. They're like, it doesn't look like you tried to help.
If I tell you all of this information, I will deny it forever.
I'll deny it forever. So the episode begins, and like we're seeing, like, you know, Agent Pierce and Secret Service getting Palmer out of there. We're like checking back in with like Terry and Kim. They've been brought back because they were almost executed. Now they're brought back to like their holding area. They're all freaked out. David leaves, and then yeah, Jack is like taken into custody. He's brought to like the head of security. And the guy's like, what the hell? You called earlier today to see if you could get access to this breakfast with the gun, and I did that for you, and it was, what, just...
And you turn around, and hurt me.
And this is what you do? And yeah. He's like, this guy's name's Frank. He's like, Frank, I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah. My God, I didn't mean to. I have no choice.
Yeah.
He says, I'm working under a restricted mandate. He's like, that's not good enough for me. Also, your own people are narking you out. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, Tony Almeida called me. He's like, damn it, Tony. Oh, my God.
But you know what? They come to an understanding later on, so it's okay.
They do. They do bond eventually. But Jack's like, you're running out of time. You need to release me. He's like, why on earth would I release you? You just tried to grab a Secret Service agent's gun.
We've handcuffed you to an apparatus in this steam place.
You are cuffed to an apparatus. Back at CTU, you know, Jamie's been busted at this point. Tony and Nina have her under interrogation. Tony's trying to get Jamie to talk.
She's still not budging.
She won't do it. He gives her the good old Jack Bauer, who do you work for? Except in Tony Almeida voice, so it's more like, who do you work for? Who is it?
And she's like,
tell me who it is.
Okay. Gaines?
She does give it up. She gives up Gaines. She says, I needed the money. I didn't think anyone would die. He's like, well, they did. So that sucks. Gaines, meanwhile, he's like watching all this stuff on surveillance. He's like freaking out back at Gaines HQ because Bauer, did you screw me? And so he calls Jamie, or Jamie calls him because Jamie cuts like all the surveillance. She's like, I'm trying to protect you right now. And he goes, you want to protect me? Get me Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
He's very mad.
I mean, I would be too. His entire plan was foiled. There was a lot of planning that went into that.
We don't really see a ton of Gaines in this week's episode, and I kind of feel like he's probably just like throwing a fit.
Well, yeah. Have you ever planned a surprise party before, and someone walks in and nobody yells surprise? Like they get totally caught off guard.
Good surprise on you,
right?
So maybe it's something like that. Nina's gonna go to Milo, aka Dirtlip, aka Eric Balfour, aka Gabriel Demas from 1600.
Just let him be Milo at this point.
It's called a recurring bit, Emily. And so she goes to Milo and says, take over all of Jamie's stuff. She's off the team. He's like, sweet, I want more money. She's like, oh my God.
She's like, we'll pay you in corn nuts. Keep working.
We'll get you more peanuts. Palmer is on the road. He and Sherry are like, wow, that was crazy. And David's like, it's nothing. You know,
Sherry's like, oh my God, when are you going to take any of the things I say seriously?
He's like, it's fine. Are you kind of losing it with David?
Yeah, because he's a little too lackadaisical about really important things.
You think he's like prioritizing the wrong stuff?
Yeah.
It's like this man, like there was like, you just got like pulled
from the
breakfast.
I guess you have to be cool, calm, and collected if you're planning on being the president and like terrible stuff's going to keep happening all the time and you have to handle that and make decisions. But I also think that there are a few parts of this where he's just like, listen, we're not going to worry too much about blah, blah, blah.
It's
and
fine.
She's like, this is like our family. This is your life. All of it is at stake right now.
Yeah.
So cool. Maybe we try to like get out of some of these really difficult situations. And he's like, all right, but I'm kind of tired. Yeah. Let me drink in the corner right now.
David Palmer is going to day drink, which is wild.
Little early for that.
Even Mike, his chief of staff, is like, David.
Yeah, it's before 9 a.m.
You got the brown liquor right now. What are you doing, man?
Maybe if it was like a delightful little mimosa or something from the breakfast brunch, but no.
Oh, man.
He went straight for the hard stuff.
So Jack is talking to this guy, Frank. He's like, I've been tracking this assassin since midnight. He's so mad. He's just screaming his head off. Like, I need to get back on the case. I want to talk to you off the record. The guy's like, I'm not a reporter. But
he's like, you can definitely talk to me on the record
to me on the record. And Jack says, if you ever repeat what I tell you, I will deny it. He says his wife and daughter have been kidnapped. If I don't get out of this, they're going to die. And the people who kidnapped them are the same people who want Palmer dead. I've been giving them chase. I'm on it. I'm on the path. You got to let me out. I know it's crazy, but you have to believe me. It's just the classic Jackism. And Frank's like, dude, honestly, no chance. I'm sorry. And Jack goes, you will be if Palmer dies.
So then they start escorting him out.
Remember,
they're going to turn him over to the FBI.
He's in a factory. Like, this all was going down in a
really
factory.
I thought you were going to be like, he's in a fat suit.
He's in a fat suit.
Just the way you said fat.
No, that's season 18. So Jack is like, they're escorting him through a hallway through this factory, and he like breaks a steam pipe and starts like steaming these dudes. And Emily was cracking up.
Yeah.
Because like he's trying to cause a distraction so he can escape, because if these people aren't going to let him go, he needs to just do whatever he can.
It was quite the diversion.
So he steams a dude, and Emily says out loud, everybody likes a heated seat.
Yeah. Steam heat going directly onto you when you're not expecting
too
it.
Too steamy.
Not a good feeling.
Do you like the steam room? Are you a steam room type of person?
I've done it before, but I am sensitive to a lot of heat. So it's one of those things where I
have to
take a break.
I get the sense that you wouldn't love a steam room.
I know that you do not love one.
It would not be for me. Hot yoga? Have you ever hot yoga'd?
Absolutely not. I would pass out.
I think you would.
Yep.
So Jack Bauer, he does a non-voluntary hot yoga to these people. He just like rips through this factory. He hops a fence. He's in, like, the Secret Service are in pursuit, but
he's
like,
still cuffed completely.
He's still handcuffed, so he's running around handcuffed.
But he stole a gun from one of the guys.
He's handcuffed. He hops a fence. He rolls down a hill, and he takes this woman, Lauren, hostage. She's a waitress who's just ended her night shift.
And happens to be driving by in her station wagon.
And this was the woman who I was very excited for you to meet. I was like, this person has big... didn't look good energy, but she's much more of a character. She's going to be like a principal player throughout this episode. This is the only time you will ever see Lauren on 24, so we'll never see her again.
Okay.
But I really love her as a one-off character. I think she's kind of great. She sort of serves, and this was why, like, so this was the first episode I ever saw, mm-hmm. and I watched this episode, and a lot of this episode, like, she's sort of like a fly on the wall observing yeah. all of this insanity
he
that's
literally
happening.
Divulged all the information about everything that was happening on the phone yeah. in front of her.
Emily, he recaps the first 8 episodes for her, basically. I know. It's like, oh, this is really useful for me. I totally understand everything that's going on
now.
It
felt like you sitting there.
It's actually, I think she's like an audience surrogate to some degree. Yeah. I think like this episode, because this is the one that I can frame it through, was like actually really new user friendly.
Got it.
I was like, okay, I can follow along with this. This dude's, you know, his family's been kidnapped. They're trying to kill this presidential candidate. The two things are linked. Jack Bauer seems to be like a give no shits badass. He's really, really super tired. It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, and he starts to nod off in this episode. And I feel great about that because that's the most realistic portrayal of
he does
being
fall asleep
deprived.
He falls asleep for 30 seconds. This episode ends up being like, you know, pretty easy to just like click to the premise with. So he gets in the car, drive, and then 4 minutes later, because it's a commercial break and they come back, she like tries to mace him, but they do it in like the split screen, and it's like such a non-thing because like you're not getting the drop on Jack Bauer with mace right now,
or
Lauren.
Or pepper spray, right? Yeah.
Or whatever it is. And so like they just do it in the split screen because it's such a throwaway. He has her pull the car into a construction site where they're going to be holed up for the vast majority of the episode. At 8:18 in the morning.
Oh, you got to hurry up.
We're doing okay. In 55 seconds, Tony's like grilling Jamie.
But this is
like
a recurring thing. Yeah.
He's like, how much are they paying you? $1 million, $2 million, like $300,000. Like, whoa.
Not
you really needed to up your rate with these guys. Yeah. So he's like really giving her the gov. He's like, you know, I really could have used $300,000 too. and so she's saying like, my husband left. I have to work twice as hard. I make half as much. It's not fair. He goes, yeah, it doesn't mean you need to become like a terrorist. Like, that's not pretty good. She doesn't want to do anything without immunity, she tells Nina and Tony. And it's around this time that Jack Bauer calls Nina. He's like, Nina, you're alive. Oh, thank God. I'm so sorry about the flak jacket thing. Oh, my gosh. He's like, yeah, that whole thing was wild. We'll talk about that later. And so this is like where we're getting like that catch up.
Yeah.
Nina tells him that Jamie's the mole. He's like, no, it can't be her. She was clear. He's like, she confessed. He's like, oh, my
He's like, she has
God.
Access to everything.
Yeah, she had access to everything. Jack gets on the phone with Jamie to get her to talk. And I love how Jack's like, I know Nina and Tony don't get it, but you know me. I don't give a shit about protocol.
Yeah.
I'll get you out of this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not enough, though. I think he does give like a pretty decent sales pitch.
Yeah.
Jack ends up saying, Nina's like, all right, well, she's not talking. So what do we do? And Jack goes, Jamie has a son named Kyle.
Yeah, which is like such a dirty move, but like feels kind of essential in this moment because Jamie's really not budging.
Desperate times.
Yeah, she's given us nothing.
Desperate times. And so Jack needs a car. They're going to put it, they're going to like locate it fairly close by at the corner of Temple and Mercer. What if there was no parking on the corner of Temple and Mercer? It's the double parked car.
What if it's in front of a hydrant and it got a ticket?
Oh my God. All right. We have 12 minutes left.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's go.
So this waitress, Lauren, is just like watching the whole thing. She's like, this is crazy. What are you guys talking about on this phone? And he's like, all right, let me recap the first 8 episodes, 24 for you, which he like basically proceeds to do. I'm Jack. I work for the government.
Oh, God.
They're trying to kill some people. My family's been kidnapped.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She's like, okay, this is wild. He's like, I'm not going to shoot you. And she goes, okay, well, you know what? I believe you. And she starts to like gather her stuff. He's like, where are you going? She's like, I just worked the night shift. I'm doing court in an hour for a DUI of which I'm guilty, she says,
yeah.
Which I love. It's like, so I'm sorry. Like, we all got problems, Jack. I got to go deal with mine. Jack pulls the gun on her. He goes, listen, I've killed 2 people since midnight and I haven't slept in 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are.
Which is fair.
Great line.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
At 8:30-ish, 8:29 and 36 seconds, back at Palmer HQ, Keith is nowhere to be found. And David's like, okay. And Sherry's like, okay. What about all the Maureen Kingsley stuff? And also the fact that there's like, we just got like hurried out of the breakfast because they tried to kill you. Like, okay. He's like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
She's like, we got to stop Maureen Kingsley. And he's like, yeah, you know, we're not going to really be able to do that. Nothing we could do. She's like, I can do stuff. And yeah. He's like, I don't want to rewrite history. We're not doing that.
And she's going to do stuff.
And so she's going to go ahead and do stuff. At 8:32 and 27 seconds, Jack calls Nina, but he gets Tony instead. And Tony and Jack like kind of have like
they hug it out over the phone.
They sort of hug it out over the phone where Jack's like, so Secret Service told me you're the one who called it in. He goes, yeah, sorry. And Jack's like, it's actually totally okay. I probably would have done the same thing. So he's like, if I had known what you were going through, I wouldn't have given you so much shit earlier. I'm so sorry about that. And Jack's like, I really appreciate that coming from you. So these two, they kind of like healed.
Yeah,
like,
we don't have time. Go.
So this is when Jack says, hey, go get me those things that look like hedge trimmers. And she goes, bolt cutters? You jerk, as if I don't know what bolt cutters are. He goes, yes, the vegetable cutters. So she goes to fetch the bolt cutters, not
there
to vegetable
go.
Cutters.
Good job.
She is able to bolt cut his handcuffs in no time at all. David is drinking and Mike lightly judges him.
is that what you wrote?
Yeah, his chief of staff comes in. He goes, David, it's not even 9 o'clock. He's like, yeah, you know, stuff happens. What's going on anyway? And Mike's like, yeah, so there's a government employee who tried to kill you. His name's Jack Bauer. And Palmer's like, I know this name.
Provocative. How do we know?
Isn't this provocative? It's a provocative.
Keep going.
Point.
Go.
This is the terrible thing that I had warned you about earlier.
Yes.
That Eli, who is the Silas Weir Mitchell character, he's one of the Gaines employees, comes in to take Kim
to have
his way with Kim, and Terry steps in and Terry fights him and says, like, I'm not going to fight you. You can come with me. Like, I will go with you. And so she steps in and Kim doesn't go and Kim is left on the other side of the door. And it's very, very, very upsetting.
It's super upsetting. And it made me feel bad for judging Terry for being a bad mom earlier, because that is like a crazy, horrible situation to be put in. But she's protecting her daughter ultimately. So, you know, it's a really it's just disgusting and awful. And you watch Kim sort of come to a realization of what's happening. And yeah, that's really hard to watch her realization. That's very hard.
The camera like lingers there for a while. Like it really like sticks with Kim. And like you can hear it on the other side of the door to a certain extent. And it's like, ugh, this is horrible.
It's awful.
Really, really terrible. At 8:41, Sherry calls Maureen Kingsley, or I guess Maureen Kingsley calls Sherry back. And Sherry's like, could you shelve the story for a few days?
She's
They're
like,
trying
I'm about
to assassinate
to
me and my family. And Maureen's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And Sherry's like, just like shelve the story for a little while. And I will get you some inside scoop on what's going on over here in a couple of hours. And Maureen's like, okay, I guess I'll do that.
Yeah.
Terry comes back. This is around like 8:44. She tells Kim, we're going to get through this. We're going to be a family. We're going to be okay. We'll get our lives back. We're not going to tell Dad about this part.
Which is a tough thing to have to say. I don't know, because Kim's like, wait a second, we tell each other everything. Oh,
this whole thing is really tough. But
yeah, it's really hard.
She has a phone.
She stole the phone.
Terry swiped a phone when she went in. So like,
good job, Terry.
This was like, she's like, I see an opportunity here. Like, I'm gonna go and see if I can't get any more information. I'm grabbing a phone.
Yeah.
So she's able to grab a phone. She brings it back. She calls Nina. She has to hang up immediately because someone walks in. So they have to like hide the phone, but now Terry and Kim have a hidden phone.
Yeah.
So this is an important plot point for moving forward.
Correct.
For sure. Keith comes back to the Palmer campaign headquarters. They like have just like a quick
so
reunion.
So he literally left for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
basically.
He just went for a walk.
Yeah.
Mike tells David, oh, don't worry about the Maureen Kingsley thing, by the way. She says she's just going to sit on the story. And David's like, excuse me? And he turns to Sherry. He's like, what did you do? And Sherry's like, nothing. Sherry,
what?
Sherry, and he wants to talk to Maureen, is what he's going to say. And she's like, why are you trying to poke the bear? And he's like, I just want to understand everybody's motives. We hear a little bit more about Lauren. She says that she used to be married, but her sister got in an accident and moved in, and the husband said, it's her or me. And this is her second DUI in a while. Jack asks if she has a drinking problem. Like, they're making small talk. She's like, I wish I had a drinking problem. Then I'd have a support group. I'm just a terrible luck. And then Jack starts to share about his own history. He says, I used to be in the military. I've been to some terrible places and seen horrible things. I've never been this scared in my whole life. And he falls asleep. He's so tired. He falls asleep. He's passing out. And then, like, she's like, should I, like, tiptoe out of here?
This is where a vinyl couch does not work in your favor.
Yeah, she gets off the squeaky couch and he lurches awake. So he, like, gets, like, a solid, like, 20-second cat nap in. That's not
terrible.
You know,
that was important for him.
All things considered, yeah. It could be worse.
Yeah.
At 8:53:14, Tony tells Jamie, so, look, we are bringing in your son. And she's like, I'll kill you. I'll kill you if you touch my son. Don't do this.
She seems to kind of break at that, but she's still not giving out any info.
Yeah, she's upset. She's disturbed. She doesn't like that. She starts, like, freaking out. Tony's like, if you don't tell us what's going on, this guy Gaines is going to come after you. And if he can't get to you, he's going to come after you via your son. Like, is this really what you want?
Which is a
And
good
she starts, like, really freaking out.
Yeah, strategically speaking, that makes a lot of sense to frame it that way, to try to coerce her into saying something. But, yeah, she's not budging.
She's not budging. She really is, like, just, like, sort of tweaking out. She's like, I need a few minutes. I need a little time to think. So they're going to give her a little bit of time to think.
I think they gave her too much time to think.
They may have given her too much time. back at the construction site, the cops show up. The Secret Service shows up. And Jack says, damn it, I need to get to the car, but I can't leave here. Please go get the car for me, Lauren. If you, like, buy any of what I'm telling you, like, please. And she's like, I kind of half believe it. I gotta say, like, I kind of do. Like, should I do this thing? And she's like, all right, are your wife and daughter really in danger? She's like, yes, have you not been listening to me? She's like, okay.
So and she then goes, she foils the plan.
She does rat him out.
Yeah, she rats him out.
He did take her hostage. Like,
I think in, like, any situation where, like, you are seemingly under dire straits the way that she was, you'd probably be like, I want to end this now, and this is my big break.
Yeah.
Because there are so many situations, like, you don't have a second chance with something like this. So, yeah. Makes sense.
It leads to a cool little action scene. Again, Jack, like, bursts out of the construction site. They're in pursuit, but he's able to just, like, run across traffic like a boss. He's, like, ultimate Frogger mode.
Yeah.
And he gets into the car that's parked at Temple and Mercer, thankfully. It seems like the street was pretty clear.
Yeah, and he's able to take off very quickly without anyone following him.
He gets in the car, he gets away. As we reach the end of the episode, Nina and Tony tell Milo, like, call us when Kyle is here. He's like, what's going on? Is Jamie in trouble? Like, no, she's fine. Jamie's fine. Like, come on, I'm not an idiot. And Jamie's like, maybe in a little trouble, but it's not your business, Milo.
They're like, just
up.
Do all of her work, Milo.
Just
shut
do
up.
All the stuff. And so Tony tells Nina, like, he's going to figure it out. And he's like, I know, this is a problem. Turns out they've got a much bigger problem. Jamie has committed suicide, it would appear. She has slit her wrists. It is not good.
So thinking it over was really cover for figuring out how to get herself physically out of this world.
Yes, it would appear that she has taken her life. There is the mug that smashed her.
Well, that's what it was? I thought it was a vase.
It was a vase. Maybe.
Someone had a beautiful floral arrangement in the interrogation room without cameras.
But they come in. She's covered in blood. Like, she's, like, drained of all of her color. Like, it's very, very, very bad.
She's limp. Yeah. So we don't really know where that falls, you know.
No, she's dead.
Is she dead?
Yeah, she's dead.
Josh.
She's dead. She's straight up dead.
Why wouldn't you just have that as a spoiler?
She's dead. She's dead at this point. Okay. Like, she looks pretty dead. She's
all right,
dead.
We have 1 minute left. Go.
Jamie's deceased. Okay. And Gaines calls, and Jamie is not available to pick up the phone because she's,
like,
dead.
He's like, why isn't she picking up her Palm Pilot? Maybe she dropped the pen
no,
to allow
dead.
Her to answer.
She's dead. She's gone. And so everyone's freaked out. They're like, oh, this is very, very, very bad news. And Emily, you had, like, the huge, like, oh, F. Like, you freaked out.
Yeah.
You had the huge reaction.
I didn't see it coming.
It's bad. Whoever sees something like this coming, it's 24 and it's golden age 24. Mm-hmm. It's the good stuff.
30 seconds, Josh.
Oh,
go.
My God. All right. So that's the episode. That's 8 to 9. I really love this one. It hooked me right away and, like, I couldn't stop watching.
Mm-hmm.
We're in some really prime stuff coming up here. I'm a little foggy on whether it's next episode or the one after it that has some stuff that I really, really, really super love. But either way, we're in the golden stuff for season 1 right now. I'm very happy. happy to be here. We hope you are happy to be here.
Yes.
As well, checking out 24 Worst Day Ever with myself and Emily Fox. You can hit us up on Twitter at Emilet for Emily, at Round Howard for me. Do not send the spoilers to Emily, please. You can talk with us in the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. You can sign up for the Discord. We've got a lot of vibrant 24 conversations going on. We'd love to have you. So many other things happening on Post Show Recaps as well. We hope you're enjoying the podcasts. We'll be back next week with 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Emily, real quick, letter grade.
A.
A, solid A. A's across the board.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff. All right.
Got to make the Dean's List.
Got to make the Dean's List. We'll be back next week. We'll see if Jack Bauer makes the Dean's List. I don't know. He's not going to take any tests next week. We'll find out what happens next week on 24 on Worst Day Ever. Until then, everybody take care.
Bye-bye.